This is a longer body scan meditation. Let's begin first of all by considering what posture you'd like to take. You could be lying down, or sitting in a chair, or even standing up. So let's just assess quickly how your body is feeling. If you're feeling tired or sluggish and potentially in danger of falling asleep, maybe it would be a good idea to stay sitting up. Or maybe if you feel like lying down would be relaxing and comforting, well then let's do that. You get to choose based on what you think your body would need right now. And it could be different each time you do this meditation. So go ahead and choose your posture, whatever you decide is the best. And let's allow the body to settle down wherever you are. And take a few nourishing breaths. And let's start this meditation with the eyes open. And take in whatever sights are directly in front of your eyes. We can imagine that the eyes are like a camera lens, taking in whatever visual stimulation is directly in front of you. There are colors and shapes, different textures. Keeping in mind that a camera does not go out and reach for visual stimulation. It just receives what's there. And the eyes can do the same with whatever sights are directly in front of you. Now let's close your eyes and turn that camera lens sensibility over to your ears. So, what sounds are currently present in your space? What sounds are landing on your ears? You're probably again noticing subtle, quieter sounds that you really hadn't noticed before, like traffic noise off in the distance, or perhaps the sounds of other people in another farther away room. So let's just receive these sounds for a few moments and just take them in. And now let's turn that camera lens sensibility over to the felt sense in your body. So if we allow the body to open itself up to what it's feeling right now, what's present for you? We might begin by noticing the surface that it's pressed against. If you're sitting down, it might be the chair or the surface, the hard surface that you're sitting on, pressed against your buttocks. If you're lying down, then perhaps this feeling is against your entire the entire length of your back. Including your head and your legs, perhaps. Have you ever paid attention to what it feels like to have a hard, firm surface pressing right up against your body? Just notice that pressure. And notice what it feels like to allow your body to be held by that surface underneath you. Can you get the sense of gravity pressing you downward? We can also pan out and take in the entire sense of the whole body. Taking in a big, wide, panoramic view. Or we could zero in and notice a specific detail. Like how hard it might feel to have a specific spot pressed against your body. So our awareness can do that just like a camera lens. Pan out, zoom in. Both are equally valid approaches to being aware. And we might notice, as we just gently sit with this awareness of the whole body, you might become aware that this body is breathing. How do you know that this body is breathing? There's undoubtedly some kind of movement happening. Probably somewhere around your chest or your belly. So, what is that movement? And along with that movement comes sensation. Perhaps the brush of clothing against your skin with each breath and how that shifts. You might be noting how your shoulders or your chest rises and falls. Or how your belly expands and contracts. Is there anything else you notice? Along your spine, your rib cage, or any place else in your body. Just notice what's here. So we're allowing our sense of curiosity to take over in this exploration of this experience of being embodied, to be present in this physical form. What is it actually like? In all its glorious detail. So let's now take some time and zero in on specific parts of the body and see how they're doing. So we could begin with the feet and the toes. So first of all, noticing what your feet are enclosed in, if anything. Are you wearing socks or shoes? Or is it bare skin exposed to the air? How can you tell? How might that be different based on what is actually here? You might feel like there isn't much sensation there in your toes and your feet, and that's just fine. We're not trying to manufacture any kind of sensation. So if there's nothing much there, then that's your experience. And that's just fine. We're just noticing that you have feet, and maybe there isn't much going on. For others, there may be pain or some kind of discomfort. And if that's the case, then we notice that too. We might feel like, oh, I don't want that feeling there. And we notice that too. Remember, we're just being curious about everything that we encounter. So how about moving up the legs, the left and the right, noticing what's present in your shins and your calves. Again, noticing what clothing contact is there. If there's contact with a hard surface, or if it's just exposed skin to air. What is your experience, and how do you know that that's what's going on? Can you imaginatively go deeper into the flesh, perhaps sensing that there is bone inside? Without getting too analytical about it, we're just seeing if we can sense that there is a bone in there. If not, that's okay. We can move on. Noticing that we have kneecaps. This marvel of engineering that allows the knee to bend or the leg to bend. And then further up to your thighs. Can you sense the strength of those muscles, those much larger muscles? Comparing the sensation of toes versus thigh muscles. Perhaps you can sense how powerful these muscles are compared to the smaller things that you sense in your toes and feet. And if we go back and panoramically notice both legs in their entirety, thighs down to toes, and noting if there's anything that feels like it's being held, if there's any tightness anywhere, and whether or not that might be something that you could let go. And if not, that's okay too. That was just a question. And now we come to the buttocks again, pressed against a hard surface, whether it's the floor or the chair, Again, noting what that feels like. And then the front of that area, the softness of your belly. And noticing how it responds gently to each breath. And so comparing how different it feels the back, especially around your sacrum, which tends to be quite bony and hard, as compared to the front, your belly, which is so soft and moves so easily with each breath. Can you get a sense of what's inside that part of your body? Where your stomach and all these organs are, again, without getting too analytical, just sensing what you can sense. Now you may notice that your mind wanders off from time to time. It may feel like there are other things it would rather be thinking about rather than a body part. And that's perfectly normal. That happens to all of us. Our minds can be like untrained puppies that always find something else to go chasing after. And we don't need to get upset when that happens. We can just gently bring the mind back. Just tell it to stay. And we can continue wherever we left off. No judging, please. So where are we? We were examining your lower back and your belly. Depending on how recently you ate, you might be feeling hungry or full. What does that feel like? What are those sensations of hungry or full or something in between? Also, this lower back area on the backside is someplace that many people have difficulty with. And if that's the case for you, if you're experiencing pain or discomfort, let's just notice what that is, pain or discomfort, without judging it as bad necessarily. We just notice what discomfort feels like. Have we ever tried that? Just notice. And continuing up the spine, perhaps noticing that as we breathe, the spine gently flexes along with you with each breath. So there are all sorts of parts of the body that respond so gently to each breath. And now moving a little bit further up now to your rib cage. So now we're at the upper part of your body, your upper back, and the front of your chest. Getting a sense of this roundness of your rib cage, the space that it creates in your chest. And noticing again how it responds with each breath. How does it shift against the floor or against the back of your chair if you're touching the back of the chair? Or again, clothing. So every movement of the breath, every movement can create a whole cascade of sensations, perhaps very subtle, that we never really pay much attention to. Can we allow ourselves to open up to experiencing them? And how about your upper back, shoulder blades, and shoulders? So this is an area that many people carry a lot of tension. Is that the case for you? And if so, what are the sensations that tell you that that is the case? What does tension feel like? And if there's a simple, easy way to let it go, then by all means do so. But chances are it's not so easy to let go. And so if that's the case, then we just allow it to be as it is. We're not trying to force the body to relax or do anything in particular. We could imagine that we're letting the body take the lead, telling us how it would feel most comfortable right now, what it's capable of doing in this moment, and that's all we're asking of it. And remember, we can just be like the camera lens, taking in the experience without trying to change anything in particular. And how are your arms? Let's take some time to explore what the arms are like. Have you ever done that before? So, sensing where your right arm attaches at the shoulder. There's a joint there, another marvel of engineering. And sensing that there is this place where the arm can pivot and move freely. How is that part of your body right now? And then this upper arm and some of the larger muscles in your bicep and your tricep, the front and back of your arm, just sensing what's here. Is there a sleeve enclosing that part of your body? And can you feel it? And the bend of the elbow. Just noticing this joint, another joint in the body. Is your arm straight or bent? And how does it feel? How do you know that it's straight or bent? Can you tell just by feeling it? and the lower part of this arm, continuing down to the wrists and the hand and the fingers. We could linger a little bit at the hand and the fingers. This is your right hand, right fingers. What are they touching, if anything? Are they resting on your lap, or your leg, or your belly, or the floor? What is it touching and what does it feel like? And then there must be some part of it that's exposed to air. Can you sense the difference of sensation of coolness of air versus where it touches perhaps another part of the body and feeling the heat, the warmth from the other part of your body? And now let's explore the left arm, starting again at the shoulder joint. Is there a difference between the left and the right side? Maybe not. Are they the same? Perhaps you might be thinking, well, there's not much sensation here. And again, that's just fine. We're just checking. And we can feel the muscles of the upper arm. Down to the bend at the elbow. To the lower part of the arm. And the wrists, hands, and fingers. And let's try comparing the right side and the left side, the arms. Just taking in both arms at the same time. Stepping back a little bit. Do you feel anything different between the left side and the right side? Perhaps it could be just a matter of they're in slightly different positions. And how can you sense that just by your felt sense? Where are your hands in relation to each other? If they're touching each other, we could take a moment to appreciate what it feels like to have hands clasped. The hands, especially the palms, are such a sensitive part of the body. Taking in all these sensations of what is it like to have hands, palms touching each other. Feeling the warmth of the skin, or perhaps a little bit of clamminess, if there's a little bit of moisture. Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Notice how the mind is sometimes quick to judge these things. And again, nothing wrong with that, we just notice. Now let's Continue up to the neck. Here's another part that often people have some difficulty with. Tension or perhaps pain. Or it may be completely neutral to you. Just noticing what's here. What is your experience? And how about the whole of your head? If it's resting against the floor, you can probably feel the firmness of the floor against the back of your skull. If you're sitting up, then perhaps you can sense what it's like to have your head balanced perfectly on top of your neck. And so appreciating the effect of gravity on this part of the body, which is quite heavy. Can you sense the effect of gravity on your head? And let's take some time to explore the face, which is another sensitive part of the body. We can notice the jaw. Is there tension in the jaw? And if so, is it something that you can let go of easily? If not, it's okay. Are your teeth clenched? Can you let that go? Noticing your cheeks, the softness of the cheeks. Your nose at the center of the face. Can you feel the air coming in and out through your nostrils as you breathe? What is that sensation like? And your eyes. Even when the eyelids are closed, we can still sense that there is something that we see behind the closed eyelids. And can we allow the eyes to be soft in their sockets and just receive what's here, just like a camera lens again? What happens to your face with each breath, breathing in and breathing out? Can you feel how the air enters into your sinuses? How far can you trace that sensation of breath entering the body? How about noticing the top of your head and whether or not there is hair there? If you have hair on the top of your head somewhere, can you actually sense that? Hair can help hold in some warmth against the skin of your scalp. Can you sense that? let's take another step back and take in the whole of your body. We've now scanned from your toes all the way up your body through your entire arms, your back, your neck, and your head, the whole body. How are you feeling now overall? Having given your body the space to settle, does it feel different than it did when we first started out? Perhaps your posture has shifted a little bit, whether intentionally or otherwise. Sometimes the body just naturally softens. And so you may be sitting or lying just a little bit more loosely than you were before. Or perhaps not. Again, these are just questions, not necessarily what's happening for you. And let's take a few breaths once again. Now let's step back one more time and take in the whole of the body. And experience the whole of the breath. How do you experience the breath now that we've taken this journey through the whole of your body? Are there more areas where the breath reaches? Or perhaps more areas that you're just noticing now? Because the breath merges with your body and moves and affects so many different parts of the body. Not just your chest and your belly. But if we really take the time to notice, there is so much more going on. So let's just stay here in silence for just a little bit longer. And just allow ourselves to take in this experience of being with the body. Noticing how giving this body the space to do what it most naturally wants to do can support us. Give us some nourishment. Perhaps give us a little bit more of a sense of quietude.